Good morning. Welcome to My Greenville Home. It is your host here every Saturday morning talking real estate all throughout the upstate of South Carolina. I'm Dan Hamilton with Hamilton & Company of Keller Williams Realty Greenville Upstate. And every Saturday morning, we chat about real estate, giving you the latest news and information, advice to help you make smart real estate decisions. Many of us, the largest single asset that we own is our homes or in real estate. And we want to just provide great information so you know what's happening here in and around the upstate from a real estate perspective. And so we appreciate you tuning in and letting us chat with you this Saturday morning. And of course, we are always available for your questions. If you have a question that you want us to handle either on the air, or maybe you have one that you want to just talk to me personally about, we would love to do that. You can do it a couple of different ways. You can always go to mygreenvillehome.com and go on to any, there's many different tabs on there where you can put your question in. If you've got one that you want us to answer on the air, which we handle at the end of the show, we have a little segment called Ask Dan, where our listeners ask questions about real estate. You can go to mygreenvillehome.com/questions and submit your question there anytime, and we will talk about that on the air. We'll answer that for you. And I've got some great questions later on in the show that we're going to cover to help folks with their real estate questions, especially as we are in a very unusual time. A lot of folks have questions related to COVID and how real estate is being handled at this time during these times. And man, I'm telling you, it is it's busy. Really busy in real estate right now. It's quite unbelievable, in fact, how much real estate activity is going on. And we'll get to that here in just a little bit today, talk about what's going on here in the local real estate market. But we appreciate you tuning in. Like I said, I'm Dan Hamilton, Hamilton & Company of Keller Williams Realty. You can always call me as well anytime this weekend or during the week if there's a home that you want to see, or if there is a maybe you're thinking about getting your home on the market. We saw a lot of folks kind of delay that with COVID-19, but now they're really ready to make some things happen. They've been spending a lot of time in their home, and now they're ready to maybe make a change after spending so much time in their home over the past few months. So if that's something you want to chat with us about, we'd love to do that. Again, mygreenvillehome.com, or call me directly, 864-527-7685. And I've got a great show today. Every once in a while, we like to just highlight a different community in the upstate. A couple weeks ago, we talked about Fountain Inn. We've talked about Greer. And one of the upstate's premier cities is Malden. And today we're going to be talking about Malden with two experts from Malden. In fact, when you know, my staff and I were talking about preparing for a show about Malden, I said there's one person when I think of Malden that we need to bring on, and it's a guy named Taft Matney, who I have known for many, many years, more years than we probably either of us would want to admit. We go way, way back, and Malden and Taft is on City Council in Malden. So we're gonna have Taft on talking about what's going on in Malden. We're gonna have Van Broad, who is a community development director for the city of Malden, talk about some great things happening there too. So we're gonna bring on Taft first here and let him introduce himself, and then Van, I think we'll talk to you as well. And then when we come back from our first break, we're going to go in depth. So you're going to want to stick around. If you want to know what's happening in Malden, you're going to definitely want to stick around for today's show, because we're going to dive deep into what's happening, and can't wait to do that. So Taft, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on this morning, Dan. I appreciate it.
Well, Taft, give us a little bit of background about you and what you do professionally, as well as your public service role with the city of Malden.
Absolutely. My day job, I'm a PR flack and a political hack. And then my volunteer service, and I put volunteer in quotes, is Mauldin City Council. And I have the pleasure of, along with the other council members and our mayor, serving the more than 25,000 residents, as well as all of the business interests within the city of Mauldin. We're growing daily. When I took office in 2014, we were at about 10 square miles, and Van can probably give us how many more miles we've annexed since that time, but we're continuing to grow. We are very fortunate to be placed where we are. You know, when you talk about real estate and location, 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 Mauldin has an ideal location for residents and for businesses looking to expand or relocate their presence in the upstate. With our position with I-85 and 385, with rail service, you know, we have a tremendous amount of available infrastructure that just makes us ideal. So it's very easy and very fun as a Mauldin native to be able to champion the city that I love, the city that I grew up in. We're all about Mauldin all day, every day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, Taft, we've also got Van on there on with us as well. But Van, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, Taft and Dan, thank you guys for the opportunity to be with you this morning, too, as well. So, you know, it's funny. I came about my job in a very different way. I was 23 years, actually, a music and youth minister and served in various churches in Charleston and the upstate and worked. Came to work for the city of Fountain Inn. For 8 years, I served as the economic director and community development director for the city of Fountain Inn. Having lived there 20 years, wanted to see my town change and grow. We had died. It was just a slow death, and we were looking for ways to change the town. And so I was fortunate enough to be able to come work for the city and found out that I absolutely love development. Who knew that a music guy would love the opportunity to recruit business, create cultural activities in the town. And honestly, you know, we kind of started by looking at the Greenville model for what they had done for their downtown. And I will just say, it's not a surprise that, you know, Greenville started with this incredible model of creating activity. You know, businesses love to locate where there's activity and synergy in the city. And so we used that model to really recreate downtown Fountain Inn. And then 5 years ago, I was very fortunate to come to Mauldin. Taft and Trey Eubanks and Dennis Raines were a part of the committee that allowed me to come and serve, as Taft says, serve. We are servants, you know, truly of our city. Alongside in the Mauldin community, great community. The people here are phenomenal. I'll go one step further. It's the heartbeat of the upstate. That's what I think about Mauldin. You know, we're so centrally located, as Taft said. You can go anywhere from Mauldin out within 5 to 10 minutes. It is just geographically an excellent place to locate a business and to live. The residential opportunities here are phenomenal. But, you know, I came about development and community development in just a very different fashion, but using all the resources that the good Lord gave all of us to put to work have been a blessing. And it's just been a great opportunity for me to serve in Mauldin.
Fantastic. Well, Van, thank you and Taft for being on with us today. That's a great introduction from both of you. And I think our listeners can tell we have two experts on Mauldin, on what's happening in Mauldin. And the reason why we like to do this, you know, this is a real estate show, but you don't buy a home in a vacuum. You know, you buy a home in a community. And I think listeners want to know what's happening in a local community. What are great things? What are the schools like? What are their shopping like? What are the jobs like? And I know that there's a lot of things happening from Mauldin perspective on all those fronts. And so I can't wait to dive into that when we get back from our first break. Our show is brought to you with sponsorship every week from Daryl Holland and the Holland Law Firm at upstateclosings.com. They're our go-to real estate attorneys here in the upstate. You can reach out to them at 864-467-0500 or upstateclosings.com. You're listening to My Greenville Home. It's Dan Hamilton. We're going to take our first break. and be right back. All right, we are back. It is Dan Hamilton with Hamilton & Company of Keller Williams Realty coming back to you this morning. We're chatting about real estate here as we do every Saturday morning right here in the local upstate market, giving you the latest news, information, statistics to help you make smart real estate decisions. And one of those decisions that you need to make when it comes to real estate is community. Like, where in this amazing upstate area do you want to be a part of? Do you want to plug in? And like we talked about before, you don't just buy a home on its own. You got to buy into a neighborhood, you buy into a community. And part of those, that process is understanding the schools, what's happening locally with the schools, because that affects resale value a lot. What's happening recreationally? What are things to do? Can you get your kids plugged into different things? Are there fun things to do on the weekends? And then, of course, jobs. You know, are you locally? Do you have jobs that you can plug into within, you know, driving distance to your home? And so we're chatting about Malden today. A lot of folks see Malden as a great place to plug into, to be a part of community and grow with. Malden's one of the fastest growing cities in the upstate and probably the whole state. I think our guests can clarify that. We got Taft Matney on with us today, who is a city councilman in Malden, and Van Broad, who is community development director. So, guys, thank you for joining us. Let's start with schools. Tell us a little bit about what folks can expect from schools in and around the Malden area.
A lot of people have moved to Malden specifically for the schools. Whether it's Malden Elementary, whether it's Malden Middle, whether it's Penny Fisher Middle, right outside the city limits, or Malden High School, which is the largest high school in Greenville County. People want their kids to be able to come to Malden area schools. Test scores are high. They're all nationally ranked. There's a good sense of community from the parent side, and there's a good sense of community on the student side. And the schools are large enough that from an extracurricular standpoint, they're really all able to offer clubs, sports, activities that can help students focus their own interest into those areas and hopefully be able to propel them when they leave the local school system.
Yeah, that's great.
I know, and I say that as a proud 1991 graduate of Malden High School. Go Mavs.
That's right. Go Mavs.
Hey, Taft, if you don't mind, I'd jump in and say this too. The city is integrally a part of the community school system. Our city has been a very proud sponsor of activities. We sponsor the countywide band program at Malden High School. I didn't look at the figures this year, but Malden High School has been one of the top graduating classes with on-time percentage of graduating classes in the county. The academic scholarships have been phenomenal for the high school. So you're right. If you're looking for a place to live and a great school to be a part of, you know, Malden High School and the elementary schools and middle schools here are just phenomenal. Our principals yearly give an annual update to our city council members, which is also a great connection with the city. So we're very involved in the school system here locally too as well.
Yeah, that's great. And Taft is right. You know, you said a lot of people move to Malden for the schools, and that's for sure. We get a lot of that, people saying, I want to be in Malden and I want to, you know, be in that specific school district. So the next thing, you know, people want to know is, you know, recreation. What are some great things to do when you're not in school, when you're not in work, and especially in light of all that's going on, you know, globally with the pandemic. I know listeners are probably curious about, you know, a lot of the programs and different things that are happening. Can you guys give us an update on that recreationally?
Yeah, like a lot of other areas, we're in that reopening process, and we're being very diligent on how we do that and taking the Accelerate SC guidelines into consideration with every move that we're making. Whether it's the reopening of our sports center, reopening of youth and adult sports, the reopening of our business centers as well. So we're really taking those things into consideration, but we're getting to the point where that opening is happening. We just reopened the parks at the beginning of the week so that people can get out and enjoy themselves, because I don't think that there's anything that helps mental health more than getting out and getting some fresh air. And we have several parks within the city of Mullen. We have Springfield Park, Sunset Park, City Park. There's a park over in the Pine Forest neighborhood. All of those parks are getting new playground equipment for kids to enjoy. We're working on resurfacing some of the trails. We're working on adding picnic shelters. So we're really working to increase the amenities that we have at the parks. We have a recreation department that has worked very hard over the past several years to increase both adult and youth programming. We brought aboard a youth lacrosse program several years ago, and as you may be aware, lacrosse is an exploding sport here in the upstate. I know when you and I were younger, that was not even a thought. In youth athletics, but it's really exploded and caught on here in popularity in the upstate, and we've been able to cater to that. So, you know, when I visited the parks when my son was younger, it was great because, you know, you talk about a sense of community, Dan. The people that I would run into at the parks really were the same people that I used to play on those fields with as a kid myself. And, you know, to know that we have people who went to school here, who may have gone off to college, but came home to rear their families in the city where they grew up, I think that speaks volumes about what the community means. You talk about doing things on the weekends. Van and his team have done a great job over at the Cultural Center. We just got finished with a major renovation of our auditorium now, which will allow for expanded programming there. We have a Tuesday night farmers market, which is getting ready to kick back up. We've got the Friday night Beach and Fridays concert series with great beach music bands that'll be kicking off soon. We've had to adjust some of those dates a little bit because of COVID-19, but we're continuing to move forward. We're not stopping. We're open for business. We're open for recreation. We're open for the people that we serve.
Yeah, Van, do you want to add anything to the recreation side and the cultural center and all that?
Well, I think Taft hit the nail on the head. I mean, yeah. we're programming is the lifeblood of a city, and it enables our community to connect together. So obviously through our recreation department and the cultural center, it's a great opportunity to partner together and connect our citizens together and reconnect in many cases. I think you mentioned the barbecue festival. We do a Christmas festival too as well. And then theater, you know, we started a theater program the last couple of years. We sold out almost every theater production. Mr. Tim St. Clair runs our community theater for children. It's absolutely phenomenal. They've done a great job. We've got a great staff there. If you haven't seen the auditorium lately, I'd encourage folks to come by and take a look at it. It's absolutely beautiful place to participate in connecting in the community.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Well, let's wind up today on economic development and jobs. And I've got about 3 minutes left in our segment today. So can you guys talk about what's happening on that front?
You know, when I got elected, one of the things that I campaigned on was the ability for us to market ourselves, because we had relied very heavily on groups like GADC, the Upstate Alliance, a number of outside groups. To do that for us. We didn't really have anybody doing that internally. And you know, when Jim Miles was Secretary of State for South Carolina, before every speech he gave, he would say, "He who does not toot his own horn will not have his horn tooted." We needed somebody tooting Malden's horn. And the first time that I met Van Broad, I said, "This is the kind of guy that we need leading a new department in Mullen." And we were very fortunate to get him. And he has done an unbelievable job in being able to go out and sell the city and tell companies why they need to be here. And I'll let him really explain some of his successes, because it's due to his efforts.
Shoot that horn.
Thanks, Taft. Wow, what a build up. Listen, it's easy build up when you think about Malden because, you know, it starts with the geographic location of the city. We are phenomenally located, as we said earlier. And Taft, I think I remember we met with the development team not too long ago. One of the things that we touted was 2 miles to in any direction, you touch major economic development hubs of our city. SC TAC, Donaldson Center, is within 2 miles of the city, downtown of the city of Malden. Brookfield, which is in the city of Malden, within 2 miles. ICAR, within less than 2 miles of the city. So we have some major economic development, industrial, and corporate centers that are centrally located to the city of Malden. We have had phenomenal success in partnering with GADC and Upstate Alliance in creating new opportunities for a job. And then Bridgeway Station, wow, Phil Hughes has done a phenomenal job of beginning his project out there called Bridgeway Station. The other thing the city has done is, you know, we've gone out and looked at some underutilized resources like Millport, Bridgeway, and some other areas, and we've said, how can we, as a city, spur that development along? And the council has given our department every tool and every resource we need to go out and get the job done. So that's just hugely important to our success.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, unfortunately, guys, we are out of time. I know all three of us could talk about this all day, and I really, really appreciate your time and being on here talking about Malden. Thank you, Van. Thank you, Taft. We've got to take our next break. You're listening to My Greenville Home. We'll be right back.
I'm on top of the world.
All right, we are back. It is My Greenville Home. I am Dan Hamilton, your host here every Saturday morning, talking with you about real estate, giving you the latest news, information, tips, and advice to help you make smart real estate decisions. We've had two great guests on with us today, talking about Malden, two experts on Malden, City Councilman Taft Matney and Community Development Director Van Broad, and what a great update that was on Malden, to hear all the great things happening there. And as they talked about, you know, Malden is strategically located right here in the heart of the upstate, within 2 miles of just about everything, from SC TAC, which is the old Donaldson Center, to the Millennium Campus, ICAR. And, you know, we get a lot of folks that want to know what's happening in Malden, so that was a great update. We got some great listings in Malden. If you go to mygreenvillehome.com, if you scroll all the way down towards the bottom, you can click on each city, each area throughout the upstate, and instantly see all the homes that are available within that city. So you can go to Greenville, Taylor's, Travelers Rest, Malden, and we see a lot of new construction in Malden. There's some great projects going on from a new construction standpoint there. Some great established neighborhoods as well. So it's got a little bit of everything, great price point, very affordable. And that's one of the key aspects that a lot of folks enjoy about Malden, because you can get an affordable home in a great community with great schools. Malden Elementary, Malden Middle, Malden High, all great schools, Penny Fisher Middle now as well. So it's the total package. So a lot of folks find that Malden is a great area to be a part of. And so appreciate those guys giving us an update. They mentioned Bridgeway Station, which we get a lot of questions about. That's a huge development going on, a mixed use, live, work, play, all right there off of 385. Things are still moving forward there. Like a lot of development, a lot of things happening, slowed down a little bit because of the worldwide pandemic. All systems go there as they are moving forward with that development called Bridgeway Station. And I'd encourage you, if you're, you know, interested in learning more about that, just Google Bridgeway Station, and there's lots of information out there on the web about it. And you can definitely plug in and see what's happening there. But I think they've already got commercial going, some office buildings, and then they will be, live apartments, more office buildings, and of course recreational restaurants, all that kind of stuff. And I know that they've signed tenants in place and are moving forward on that. So that's exciting to see. Want to tell you about some listings that we have available. And it's interesting, you know, we record the show a couple days before it comes on Saturday, And so on my notes, I have some listings I was going to share, but all of them have, except for one, which is we're actually just going on the market today as you hear this. But a lot of them are selling before we can even get to the show airing. For instance, I was going to talk about a great new listing that we have in Devinger Place, which is right off Hudson, Pelham Road area. Awesome, awesome location. 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath home, about 2,700 square feet for $219,900. That home we put on the market Wednesday. Wednesday midday, had a bunch of showings Wednesday afternoon. By first thing Thursday morning, it was under contract. It's just the market is moving very, very quickly. And, you know, it's interesting, all day Thursday had an agent saying, you know, what happened? You know, I wanted to go see that home. How's it already under contract? You got to be really, really on top of it right now to find the best deals, you know. And this home was actually, it is a really good deal because it was, it's an estate property. There was definitely some updates that could be given to the home, not in disrepair, but just definitely, needed some updates. And so we priced it to allow for that, allow, you know, someone to come in, make some updates, but still be in the range for that community. So that one at 309 Long Street, I was going to talk about it today, but unfortunately, fortunately for the seller, but unfortunately for more buyers out there, that one is sold, under contract, gone. And now as I look through my list of listings, you know, one in Greer that we put on the market last week sold in a day. Another one in Greer on John Thomas Way in Orchard Crest sold before we put it on the market. I mean, literally, as we put it on the market, that one sold. I had a little property on Boswell Road in Travelers Rest, a lot, 2-acre lot, sold in literally 2 days. Another one, High Farm Road in Laurel Meadows, sold within days. So as I'm going through my listings that we've listed in the past, 3 weeks, and they are selling in days. So I'm not saying that to brag. I mean, I think our marketing is very effective. It works. We have a systematic approach. But I'm saying that to those of you out there thinking, oh, maybe we should sell our home. Maybe we should take advantage of this opportunity with the low interest rates. We're still low. If you've got a home in the 150 to 250 range, I have a list of buyers as long as my arm ready to come see that and put an offer on. They're qualified, they're ready to go. We just have very little inventory out there. And so if you're thinking about it, reach out to me. I'd love to just chat with you. There might even be an opportunity for us to match you up with one of our buyers before we even go onto the market, just like the folks on High Farm Road. We just didn't even have time to go on the market because I knew I had a list of buyers ready to go. That's the way we work. I mean, that's how we can offer the guaranteed sale program. That's how we can offer the instant offer where we can literally buy your home without you even going onto the market because we have a list of buyers. We go out, we find the buyers first, and then we bring the listings onto the market. So I'd love to chat with you about how we can do that, how we can systematically help you get the highest dollar amount possible for your home here in the upstate. All you got to do is give me a call, 864-527-7685, or shoot me an email, info@mygreenvillehome.com, or just go onto our website and fill out any of the forms on there. If you go to mygreenvillehome.com/sell, there's a form on there where you can put the information about your home. That'll come straight to me, and I'll look at it and tell you if you want to put some notes on there, you can do that. And then we can have a conversation. We can do it on the phone. We can do it by Zoom. I can come see it. Whatever works for you, we can make happen because we really need more homes to sell here in the upstate. Our inventory is down a good bit, and yet we still have strong, strong demand for homes here in the upstate. So I'd love to help you take advantage of this wonderful situation that we've got right now. Because I'm not sure how much longer this lasts. Part of it, there's still a good bit of government intervention out there in terms of, foreclosures, all that kind of stuff. There's forbearance going on. I don't know how long that continues. And I think as we get into the fall, as we get into next year after the elections, I think all bets are off. There's going to be a lot of government intervention between now and November to make the economy as stable as possible. And a lot of that's going to delay probably inevitable foreclosures that are going to happen, because when 30% of the population is out of a job, eventually that's going to play out. But right now we're in this really sweet spot of a market where we've got high demand, low inventory, which is causing prices to continue to escalate, which is great for sellers out there. So give me a call. Let me know what we can do to help you. As we go to, we got to wrap up here in just a few minutes. And when we come back, we're going to be going through our Greenville, our Ask Dan questions, mygreenvillehome.com/questions. Submit yours, and we'll answer yours on the air. But I just want to, you know, thank the guys from Malden to come on, that came on today. Malden is growing quickly. Lots of new neighborhoods, shopping, dining, jobs, everything. There's 4 or 5 fantastic parks that are all open back up now, and they are refurbishing them, getting them ready for the summer. The Cultural Center, which has great theaters, we talked about barbecue cook-offs. Can't wait for that. Holy cow. Barbecue cook-off, that'll be awesome. A big sports center reopening June 8th. Weekly farmers market every Tuesday evening from 5 to 8. So Malden is happening. Great things happening there. You are listening to My Greenville Home. I'm your host, Dan Hamilton, with Hamilton & Company of Keller Williams Realty at 864-527-7685 or mygreenvillehome.com. When we come back, we're going to take your questions. We're going to talk about what's happening. And then I also want to tell you about how you can get your real estate license at a discounted rate here to get your education requirements done for that. So you want to tune in for that. You're listening to My Greenville Home. It's Dan Hamilton. We'll be right back. And with Hamilton & Company of Keller Williams Realty coming to you this Saturday morning talking real estate. We've been talking a lot about Malden today. Got a great update on that. If you missed any of that and want to go back and listen to it, you can go to mygreenvillehome.com/media, and you can download that as a podcast. You can listen to it straight online and get an update on what's happening with Malden. But there's a lot going on, and I appreciate Taft and Van coming on today to talk about what's happening in Malden. And as we wrap up today, our final segment is Ask Dan. So we will answer any of your real estate questions. All you got to do is go to mygreenvillehome.com/questions and submit them to us, and we will tackle them here on the air. I've got two questions that we're going to answer today. The first one is from Chandler in Greenville. And Chandler asks, how are home sales going now that some of the restrictions have been lifted in South Carolina? And that's a great question. And we kind of talked about that earlier, but home sales are going very well. I don't have the latest. So as we wrap up May, the first week of June, we will get the actual numbers, the actual statistics. My feeling is we're going to be down in terms of number of sales. And that just means, you know, if there were 500 sales that happened last May, we may be at 450. I think we'll be down some small percentage in terms of the number of sales. But what we're going to see is that we'll have an increase, I would imagine, in the average price of a home. So I think home prices are still going up, and that is a direct relation to this supply and demand that we're having. So we have lower inventory, but demand has kept up pretty well. And so what we're finding is that people have delayed putting their homes on the market. So we just don't have that velocity of the numbers that we might have had last year. But what I'm seeing are showings picking up. People are now out and about more comfortable getting out. So we've seen that trend line in showings. And from time to time, we actually just, we post that on our Facebook page. You can literally, we graph the number of home showings from Showing Time, which is the company that helps manage the showings. They do that all across the country. And it's actually pretty interesting data, because you can see where the line was of the number of showings happening, you know, from the statewide perspective to nationally, and where it just dropped off. Some states still kind of down at that trough. I think of Pennsylvania, although I would imagine now that they're open, that their numbers are going to be going up. But South Carolina started to see a nice upward trend towards the end of May. That was almost to the point of 2019 numbers in terms of number of showings. So a lot of activity out there. Like I said, we need more homes on the market to meet the demand for buyers that we have here in the upstate. A lot of people, I think you're going to see a good trend in people wanting to get out of more urban areas, very tightly, you know, compacted there. I think of the big cities. We're getting, you know, as I look at our web traffic, we're getting a lot of hits from people in major urban areas that want to be in a more suburban environment, want a yard. If this happens again, where that we have to shelter in place or be in our home, you know, they've thought long and hard now about the type of place where they want to be, stuck in for periods of time. And it's not a small apartment in New York City. It's a, you know, it's a home with a yard, maybe a pool, even some amenities where you can enjoy yourself as much as possible while being, you know, stuck at home. So we're seeing a lot of traffic from big cities, from New Jersey, from Pennsylvania, from New York. That trend is going to continue. So we're seeing a lot of demand for that. So home showings going very well, which actually kind of leads to the second question from James in Fountain Inn. James says, I've heard that buying a home is different now with COVID-19. Someone said there are drive-by closings and you have to wear masks to view properties. Is this true, or what changes have actually happened? This is actually partly true. So I'd give this partly true. We are seeing drive-by closings, which is very interesting. Traditionally in the past, you know, say 3 months ago, when you had a real estate closing, you'd go in a big conference room, sit at a long table. The attorney would sit at the end. The buyers would sit on one side. The sellers would sit on the other. The agents would sit on the end. And sometimes the lender would be there as well. So there might be 8-10 people in the room for a closing. And what we're seeing now is that many law firms are asking that if you're not a party to the transaction, meaning you don't need to be there to sign, that you don't be there. We're seeing that. We're also seeing maybe split conference rooms with the buyer in one conference room and the sellers in another. So the attorney would come in, sit down with the buyer. They would sign all their paperwork, go into another conference room, and the sellers would sign their paperwork. I've seen a couple of law firms where they do literally have these drive-by closings where you stay in your car. They deliver the paperwork to you. You sign it. They witness it, they do all that, and then the buyer and seller do the same thing. So yeah, we're seeing that. It's a very different kind of atmosphere for a real estate closing than it had been in the past. And I think we'll see that continue throughout the summer and even into the fall, a more modified approach. The next part of his question said, you know, do you have to wear masks to view properties? I have not seen anyone require a mask to this point for a showing. There are a lot of us are taking precautions. We have hand sanitizer in place. We have Lysol wipes, different things where you can wipe in when you come in and wipe out when you leave. A lot of folks are asking for no shoes in homes. If you are feeling sick, we're not showing. Showing properties and as well, you know, kind of limiting the number of people that are in the house at any one time. So there's precautions going on. I haven't seen anyone necessarily yet require a mask, although it certainly could be out there somewhere. But we're just being more cautious, more careful, making sure that we're not spreading more germs than necessary. So good questions, both of those. And I wanted to, you know, talk a little bit about, from a lending perspective, some of the changes that we've seen. Kind of what a lender would want you to know about what's happening here. Yes, the rates have dropped, but getting a mortgage is tougher than it has been. Rates have been very, very low, and actually the lowest levels they've been in quite some time. But underwriting has become more complex. Many of the third parties that the lenders rely on, like county offices, title companies, they're modified hours. It's just taking a little more time. So you want to make sure you've got that built into your contract. You also want to be ready to prove many times over and over again sometimes that you can pay the mortgage back. The banks are being much more cautious about verifications of employment. In fact, we had an employee buy a home recently, and literally the day before closing, they called back and verified employment. They want to know the day before closing that, yes, you are still employed and that you will be for the foreseeable future. So sometimes they're, multiple times doing that employee verification. Your credit score is going to have to be up more than it would have been in the past. So you got to definitely have at least a 620, a 640 FICO score to get many loans out there. Forbearance, that's a term that you hear out there. The CARES Act required it, loan services to provide it, but that doesn't mean you don't have to pay it at some point. And so be very, very careful. Know the when you have to pay that back, whether it's at the end of the loan, whether it is, in 3 months, and how quickly you have to pay that back. But check the fine print on that for sure. It also say don't be too fast to refinance. You might be eager to score a low interest rate, but you want to make sure that that is the right thing for you and your personal situation. So take the time to run the numbers. We've got great lenders locally that we can help you get connected with that could help you run those numbers just to make sure that you get a good return on investment. And lastly, from a lending perspective, now could be a really good time to take out a home equity loan. Right now, homeowners can score really, really good rates on home equity lines of credit, or you might see that termed a HELOC. Those are great for using judiciously, very carefully, because it is debt, additional debt that you'd have to pay back. But we've seen people use that very smartly to buy investment properties. And this is a great, great market right now to buy an investment property or rental home. I think rental homes are a great way to build really good wealth through the future. And we can help you do that as well with Hamilton & Company at Keller Williams Realty. So those are some questions and answers on what's happening. If you're interested, I told you I'd tell you about this. We've got a great discount code for you to get your real estate license online. So you can do all the educational requirements completely online at your own pace. There are two classes, the 60 and a 30-hour class. So it's 90 hours total. If you go to hamilton.theceshop.com, enter the discount code SUPPORT40, you get 40% off. And I don't know how much longer they're going to be offering that, but 40% off your educational requirements to get your real estate license here in South Carolina. Great, great education. You can do it online. At your pace, great opportunity, hamilton.theceshop.com. If you have any questions about that, call me anytime, 864-527-7685. We really appreciate you tuning in. We appreciate your referrals, telling your friends and family about our team and how we can help them get top dollar when selling and how we can help you negotiate a great deal when buying a home. I am Dan Hamilton. You can reach me at mygreenvillehome.com. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for Taft and Van for joining us to tell us about mall.